Hello, and thank you for joining us for Broncos TV Live from training camp. I'm Phil Milani with Andrew Mason and Matt Boyer. It's our last show before we head to Chicago as the Broncos get set to play the Bears in the preseason opener on Thursday. And guys, let's start with news that came out just about an hour ago. Mark Sanchez will be getting the start at quarterback for the Broncos. Matt, what did you see from Mark today in practice?
I thought he had one of his best days of practice. He really looked comfortable moving the team up and down during the team and seven periods. At one point, he even hit Virgil Green in the back of the end zone with a nice one-handed grab by the tight end. I thought that he did a really, really nice job overall, just keeping composure, really taking control of the huddle. And that's what Coach Gary Kubiak had talked about all preseason long. He wants a guy who's going to take control of his team, really be a commanding presence. And Mark Sanchez showed that today, even hitting Demaryius Thomas on a deep ball for a touchdown as well. So I thought, overall, presence, very good. Really put a nice day together.
Mace, we saw the depth chart come out earlier this week. Said that Mark Sanchez and Trevor Siemian were tied at the top there. Does Sanchez getting the start on Thursday mean anything in that regard?
Not really. And in fact, it'll be interesting to see what Gary Kubiak does next week for the second preseason game against the 49ers. Does Sanchez start that one, or do you go with Trevor Siemian? Do you give them each one start to open this preseason? That's going to be the big question. It was interesting today that Mark Sanchez not only named the number one quarterback for the Bears game, but also Sanchez saw almost all the first-team reps today. I think that helped what Matt talked about. I think that helped Mark Sanchez get comfortable, that it wasn't Sanchez for one period, Siemian for the other. I think he really got into a groove.
And Sanchez talked about the importance of playing well in the preseason another day as the Broncos get set to face the Bears.
I think the most important thing when you come into a preseason game is understanding that, you know, these plays aren't really scripted anymore. It's not just a practice atmosphere where you go through, okay, this is the situation. It's all happening in a much more fluid manner. So you got to be able to handle those situations as they present themselves and just move your team down the field, protect the ball, learn from all the stuff we've learned from in practice, and then transfer that over to the game film and be proud of what you put on tape.
And I'm sure that's exactly what Sanchez will be focusing on this Thursday, protecting that football, something that he has struggled at times out here on the practice field. But the other news there, Siemian will start the second quarter, and Paxton Lynch will play the entire second half.
Well, that's important to note because Sanchez and Siemian will be getting equal time, so that number one that we saw on the depth chart yesterday is still going to hold true. But you mentioned Paxton Lynch getting an entire half of football under his belt is going to be key. You think about how often he's had to play the Broncos defensive backs out here and how acutely familiar he is with those third string guys, those fourth string guys, all the way up and down the Broncos secondary. He's faced them all just to get some new blood in there. He isn't familiar with the Chicago Bears third string cornerback. So I think that that's going to be a huge help in his development, just seeing a new face.
You agree. The importance is just to get into a little bit of a rhythm out there, right?
It is, but it also represents maybe the biggest chance that Paxton Lynch has to move up, because you figure if the reps are dispersed the way they are in other preseasons, then the top two quarterbacks would go, you know, the second quarterback would go into the third quarter of the second preseason game. So getting a full half, this is Paxton Lynch's best chance to make a big impression. If he can go out there and do well, then he may earn more reps. But if he has some ups and downs, if clearly Siemian and Sanchez are better than Paxton Lynch after Thursday's performance, then Lynch's work might not be until the fourth quarter of the second preseason game, and then we'll see what happens thereafter. It might hinder his chances to push for the starting job right away.
I'm sure Lynch is going to have some nerves his first NFL game, as are a lot of the rookies. Who was it? Will Park said he's going to have to take a Benadryl or something.
Will Park said that. He said that if Justin Simmons can't get to sleep, he will put him to sleep. I'm sure he was kidding. However, I do think it's funny and it's telling that these guys, even though it's a preseason game and most of the time fans are like, oh, it's just a preseason game, the young kids are really looking forward to this opportunity.
Yeah, and there's a lot of jobs that are on the line in these preseason games. But head coach Gary Kubiak wants the guys to simply go out there and play football.
They've been working all off season and the last, 14 days, 13 days, whatever it's been, you know, for a chance to play. So I want them to relax and play. You know, the mistakes belong to me and the coaches. I want them to, you know, go play free and enjoy playing. That's what they've been working for. So hopefully we can freshen them up a little bit here in the next 48 hours and cut them loose. Let them have some fun.
I think if the guys can actually relax and just play football, they might have a little bit more success, especially those young guys, because they know how to play football. It's just when they start thinking a little bit too much, they get a little bit bogged down there. Another interesting thing, some guys who will not be playing in this game, Von Miller, Russell Okun, DeMarcus Ware, Torian Nixon, and Ryan Murphy, not going to be playing.
Two of those guys, Murphy and Nixon, you have to feel for, because this is an opportunity at putting together some tape, getting some added reps. But the other three guys, Von, Russell Okun, and DeMarcus Ware, really, those guys don't need preseason one reps. DeMarcus, of course, not being out here the entire training camp, still rehabbing, still getting healthy as we move towards week one. But for Vaughn and Russell, not that big of a deal. Those guys are going to be out there week one. We have a feeling that just based on where they're at, where we've seen them on the practice field, that they'll be ready to go. But I think that Torrey Nixon and Ryan Murphy not being able to be out there does hurt a little bit just based on the reps.
Yeah, Murphy just coming into camp just a couple of days ago, and Coach Kubiak said that Torrey Nixon had a little bit of a nick. Another guy who will not be playing, of course, Aqib Talib. Where some of these injuries may play a factor, though, Mace, is along the offensive line.
Yeah, and that's where really, even though Okun knows what he's doing, you want him out there probably by the next game or the game after so you can figure out some chemistry along the offensive line. And, you know, on Thursday, the line's going to look a bit different. So you're going to have Michael Schofield at left tackle. Darian Weems, who's made the transition from tackle to guard, is going to start at right guard. You know, they want to see what he can do. Schofield is listed as a co-first teamer at right guard, but he's kind of a known commodity there based on his college work and also just the work that he's done at guard in practice the last couple of years. They want to get a look at Weems, and, you know, Schofield looks like he's going to be a primary backup, maybe at four positions. But still, the line, you're not going to get a look at its intended form maybe until a third preseason game, and even that's going to depend on when Tyson Brile gets out there and what he can do.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this unit sort of comes together over the course of the preseason. Well, through 13 days of training camp, we've seen some record fan bases come out today. There were some special fans at the UC Health Training Center today. Of course, there were some Broncos alumni here. 35 former players were invited by the Broncos. Guys like David Treadwell, Rick Upchurch, Billy Thompson were all out here. They get a little bit of a taste of some of the guys playing now. They can't get away from the football field. You see DeMarcus Ware and Aqib Talib and Demaryius Thomas having fun with those guys. It's kind of cool to see some of those former players out here today.
Yeah, and the fact that you've got so many former players in the Broncos organization, particularly on the coaching staff, when you see Gary Kubiak and Rick Dennison, you know, they're reuniting with their former teammates from back in the 1980s. So really cool to see those connections between the Broncos and their former players remaining so strong.
And it really makes the Broncos a family-type atmosphere when some of those old guys come back.
Yeah, it's nice because you think about guys like Gene Mingo, Rick Upchurch. Usually they're just names up on the ring in the stadium. You don't really get to put a face, a personality with that name. And so it's cool to see them, like May said, reunite with guys like Gary Kubiak and John Elway. The photo opportunity was out here was really, really cool. Them giving, you know, everybody from John to Gary a hard time. And it was a really cool atmosphere to see. And you can see, as you mentioned, the respect that the current players have for what those guys did, building the foundation of the Broncos franchise and the NFL as a whole, kind of building up to where we are now. I think that they have the utmost respect for the contributions that those guys made early on in the NFL.
And it's cool to see Kubiak transform from Coach Kubiak to former teammates.
Yes.
just hanging out with being one of the guys again. Mace, as we break day 13 here, player of the day for you.
Well, I'll go with a group. I'll go with the no-fly zone back in the secondary. Three interceptions for the Broncos defense, one off of each quarterback out there today. You know, really, you know, one kind of little acrobatic one, the one that a little bit of luck involved, bounced off Shiloh Kao's helmet into Brandon Ross's grasp. But good day for the defense. They were flying around quite a bit, despite the fact that they kind of had to hold back on some of the pass rush stuff because it was a low contact practice.
Anybody stick out for you?
Yeah, as I'm going to make this transition for us really easy. I'm going to pick both tight ends, Jeff Heuermann and Virgil Green. I thought they had exceptional practices just because Virgil, as we mentioned earlier, great one-handed catch in the back of the end zone. Jeff got a lot of looks as far as, you know, just some short balls, some crossing routes. I felt like each one of those guys did their part, and we had a chance to talk to Virgil. We're going to see it here in a minute, but I just think that his transition to a pass catcher has been phenomenal, and he's really emphasizing that part of his game, and I think that Jeff's done a great job, too, with regards to the fact that he hasn't had a lot of experience out here. Both of those guys did exceptionally well today.